You're listening to Radio Golf Show. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Time for RotoFest 12. It's going to be a big one, 2024 Masters. We have a full house. Let's start introducing the protagonists. Let's start with the rookies. We have from Iceland, Adi Olafsson, one of the first PGA of Iceland professionals, a pioneer who turned into a legend. He played a fundamental role in the creation of the professional education for Icelandic professionals, and also works as a coach to players at the elite level, European Tour, Challenge Tour, that kind of stuff. And he was awarded the CPG five-star professional award in 2022. He's got a ponytail. He plays the electric guitar. He sings like, who's that guy? What's that favorite song you do, Adi?
Old Man's Rampage. There you go. That suits us tonight, I tell you. Old Man's Rampage.
Well, welcome to this hootenanny that we do for every major. I would like you to pick a number from 1 to 10, please. I need to hear you. I thought you said 5.
5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You pick Number six. There we go. I'm going to mix these up again. Let me write this down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Adi. Then our second rookie from Scotland, we have Mr. Malcolm Duck. His CV in a nutshell goes like this. Golf, food, wine, beer, whiskey, cigars, rugby, photography. And he's a former Marine. That be correct, Malcolm?
Royal Marine, I'm not American.
Royal Marine, sorry. I almost stepped in it right there.
I love our American brothers and you speak. Semper Fi, all of you.
There you go. Malcolm opened the Ducks at Le Marche Noir, which opened in 91 in Edinburgh, which in 2008 was awarded the Michelin guide Bib Gourmand for its exceptional cuisine and value. Then he closed that and he started the world famous Ducks Inn in Aberlady. I finally learned how to say it, not Aberlady. Thank you. And is one of Scotland's most important ambassadors for golf. And I believe you still focus on your project, Scotland, Where Golf Began. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. And we're excited to hear what's coming from you. Malcolm, welcome to the program. Please pick a number between 1 and 9.
7.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You pick number 5.
5.
Yeah, 5 is good. Come on. Is good. Then we have, now we get to the usual suspects. We've had a couple of RotoFests without this guy, and it really wasn't the same. We're so happy you're back, Ted. I'm on top of the world. Looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around.
If you could tell us what song that was.
I don't know. Ted, 3-time PGA of Germany Teacher of the Year. Also a coach many elite players, and someone who has a special eye for discovering talent early. I think that's fair to say. Adi and Malcolm, if there's any guy you can beat in this competition, it's Ted. All right, because he'll pick from the 6 guys he'll pick, 3 will be a WD.
How you doing?
Or a DQ. Ted, give me a number between 1 and 8.
Square root of 3, 1.732505 0808.
Jesus Christ!
Take any one of those. I'll take the 2.
1, 2. You're picking number 9. That's a good one. Next up, from the Netherlands, Brother Burley.
Evening.
Also known as the Dutch Dome. and half of the world famous radio golf show, Double Dome, who still hasn't answered. I don't know what's going on. Brother Burley, a fine player and a PGA professional in his own right. And he also used to build putters, one of which has allowed me to go back to a normal putting grip instead of some forced or claw, and helps me actually to drop a few bombs every now and then. Thank you for that, Brother Burley. It's good to have you back. We will continue on. Please pick a number between 1 and 7.
And number one, please, Frank.
Number two.
I'm on. Jack, you said between 1 and 7.
I meant 1 and 8.
Between 1 and 7.
Yeah, I meant 1 and 6. 5, 4, 6. So, who else we have? We have from Germany also Michael Timpas, our very own physician here at Radio Golf Show. Needless to say, we needed a physician on staff. And of course, we found one who smokes cigars and drinks whiskey. Our doc Timpas does both of it well. He is the, how do you say it, man? Not the manager, but on the in the fortune of one of Germany's
Spielführer.
Oh, Spielführer.
Platz war. Guten Morgen. Platzwart auch mittlerweile auch Platzwart. Es gibt wenige Leute, die N am machen.
On one of the most beautiful golf courses in Lower Saxony. Doc, welcome. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 2, 4. Pick a number between 1 and 6.
6.
What?
6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You're picking number 3.
Michi, was für ein Platz ist das?
Doc, who else we got? Where's David? David is back.
Wo?
Fechter Welpe.
2, 4, 6. Okay. So, next we have from Scotland, Craig Miller. Craig has also been voted PGA of Germany Teacher of the Year and has coached world-class talent like Matti Schmidt. He now runs his very successful golf school at the Golf Club Herzogenaurach, if I'm correct, the home, a village, which is the home of Adidas and Puma here in Germany. So, Craig, welcome back. You're very good at this also. Pick any number between, wait a second, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1 and 5.
I'll take 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're picking number, you're picking number 11. 2, 4, 6, 18, 11. You're picking last.
Is that good?
Oh, that's very good. You get 2 picks in a row.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
That was Craig. Now we have, we're going back to the German delegation. This man is one of our most beloved authors and one of two world-class German golf writers.
Stefan, that's who it is.
His latest book, I don't know if it has an English title. It's called something about linguine with clam sauce in that direction. I think that's fair. Was the week before Easter number 2 on the bestseller list behind the book by Pope Francis. Imagine that. But I think that was only because of Easter. He's joining us from Italy. Please welcome our very own Stefan Maywald. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4. I have 1, 2, 3, 4 cards left, Stefan.
Give me 2.
1, 2.
Okay.
10. Devon, number 10. The. And now we get to Mr. Casey Shea, our very own Casey Shea. Where are you,
baby
Casey?
Boy.
No introduction at all.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Give me a number 1 and 3.
3.
Oh, Jesus Christ. 7. 2, 4, 6, 7. Casey. The.
David doesn't have to pick. He just gets a number, right?
And then we have, last but not least, we are always honored and happy to have this man on the show and spend time with David Ogren, whether he's dialing in from the PGA show from Barbados or from behind his counter at his academy in New Braunfels, Texas. This Illinois native has over 500 starts on the PGA Tour. He's a Tiger Slayer. Yes, he is. He's been a Ryder Cup vice captain for Team USA. Of the 19 majors he's played in, he has made 12 cuts, including one at Augusta. He's got a heart the size of Texas and was the first Golf Show guest who has his own Wikipedia page. Those were the days. It was like the third show. We never had anybody on with a Wikipedia page. David will today also be reporting about the eclipse happening in Texas during this taping. David, please pick a card between 1 and 3. Number between 1 and 3. 2.
First guy that got the question.
Right. Number 1. Number 1, Ogren. Okay, I got 2 cards left. Who wants to, it's for Hansen and for me. Who wants to pick for Hansen, 1 or 2? Anybody?
1.
1.
Hansen picks 4th. Hansen was the British British. What was he, Ted? British amateur, British boys amateur?
No, he won the British amateur.
FF. Okay, here we go. So, gentlemen, the let me share
the page. The entry list.
I'm working on it, babe.
I know. I'm just kind of like, you know, translating for you, Frank.
Who saw this Ashkai Baktai or whatever his name is? He was now on this list. Do that yesterday. Wouldn't that kind of like defeat the theory that players are stronger these days? That guy looks like a thermometer.
Yeah, but he kills it, man.
Doesn't he? Yeah.
He was hitting miles, man.
Birdies in like 7 holes or something, and then dumps it in the water.
Here we are. The first pick goes to where? Can I make this bigger? I guess I can.
Top left. 14.
Top right. Top right.
Are you sure?
That little box.
No, in the bottom where it says 100%, top bottom right. See, you're on 100%. You can make it smaller if you want. There you go. Boom.
So, I need to go down. Smaller, smaller.
That's okay. Can you read it, everybody? There you go. All right. Mr. Ogren, you have the first pick, sir.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Well, let me think about this. Rory McIlroy.
You are going for the career Grand Slam.
Yeah, I happen to have been out in Palm Springs 2 weekends ago hanging out with Bill and Butch Harmon. And Rory had just gone out to see Butch. And it was more than just kind of going to see Butch. And what Rory did on Sunday at the Valero Texas Open, very quietly finishing 3rd with a 66 on a golf course, every bit as hard, if not harder, than Augusta National. I think he's in top form. I think Rory does the deal. And I actually don't think, I actually think he's going to win by 2 or 3.
Wow.
What did Butch do, David?
I ain't telling you.
No.
Hey, I'm not telling you.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to hold that a secret.
No, well, you watch him. You know, when he was coaching.
No, no. I mean, you know, okay, so all of us on this call could tell Rory, Rory, don't be an idiot and don't hit your wedges so hard, right? And it's going to be like, yeah, sure, whatever. When Butch tells him, he listens.
There you go. That's a very interesting call. It would be nice to see. But in this tournament yesterday, I mean, he's basically out of the tournament, right? I mean, how does he go into the last couple of rounds of that tournament, David, knowing he's not playing to win? Does he play to prepare for Augusta? Does he work on something he talked about with Butch, or what's his mindset?
That's exactly what he's doing. He's working on whatever he and Butch talked about. They spent 5 hours together in Las Vegas a couple weeks ago. And I think Butch gave him 2 or 3 things to consider for his golf game. And you got to understand how the Harmon family coaches and teaches. They don't tell you what to do. They just give you very well thought out suggestions on what you should do. Rory knows how to play the game. Rory can fall out of bed tomorrow and he could have, I don't know, Vanna White coach him and he'd do just fine. But a little bit of encouragement from Butch. Butch has got this incredible track record. And so you gotta wonder, what does Butch say to these guys? And I think Butch told him to do a couple things. I think he did them on Sunday. He shot a bogey free 66 on a hard as F golf course. And puts him in good form because he's playing for next Sunday. He wasn't playing for yesterday.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Brother Burley.
Yeah, thanks, Frank. I agree with David. I'm quite glad I got to go second. I was hoping I could go first because I was going to pick Rory as well.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I always think there's three factors to take in with Augusta. One, does the player actually suit the course? Rory hits a high draw, you know, perfect for Augusta. It's always the same people who play well. Rory plays well at Augusta, and it's also whether they're in form or not. So I think Rory was my first pick, but you know that's obviously not a possibility. I'm going to go Scheffler, and I think that one or two Scheffler or McIlroy. After that, it's anybody's guess.
Yeah, I mean Scheffler. You know, I mean 5-1. People are like saying, "No, I ain't picking him at 5-1." He was 6-1 at the Players. He won that.
I don't think Tiger had that low odds at any point.
It's pretty incredible. He is Scheffler. I'm picking brother Burley. All right, those two are gone. Well, David said before, you know, it's really only the top 10 that can win it. Doc Tempest, how are you, sir? You must have finished half of this scar by now.
I'm fine, thank you.
There you go. What do you got?
I've got my money. Rambo.
He's taking Rambo.
Yeah.
I think Rambo will be ready to show the world that he hasn't really lost anything by making the
Ram
move.
In there, Frank. Don't put the name of the guy you picked. You put
you know, David, Ted, I'm looking for an intern to do this. Maybe you can be my Kramerica. Who am I putting in there? Doc.
Doc.
Yeah, I'm Doc. We got Doc and a duck. Ted said, you know, when you ran into Ram, I don't know which tournament it was, you said he had like blood in his eyes even during the practice rounds.
Well, that was Wednesday before the British Open. He purely played with him and John Bill Nick.
Yeah. Are you next? Who is next? Albert Hansen. Albert Hansen picks. Yes, three times. Who's he picking?
Jordan Spieth.
No, he's picking the Swede. He's picking the Swede.
That's a good call there. I like that.
Yep.
Do you think a rookie can win?
Hell yes.
But I mean, that's two rookies.
More importantly, Frank, is how do you win this goofy competition you've organized? You got to pick guys that are going to make the cut, okay? Not the guy.
I know. Yeah. Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's a deal. Make the cut. That's the thing.
When you'll be picking Larry Mize at the end of the night, it's going to be you.
Guys that live close to my sister. That's my neighbor. I'm always behind Larry.
Mr. Duck, it is your first pick of RotoFest.
Sandy Lyle? as a proud Scotsman, it's just very, very sad not to see many Scottish names up and about there. And we are talking about the Masters. Someone was talking about some other major, I think they talked about something called, I don't know, is it major called British Open? Are you referring to the Open? Just checking where we are there. So, I'm kind of Tommy Fleetwood. I think he just kind of sails slow under the radar. I think a lot of golf, especially something like the Masters, and I think especially Augusta, is mental. Until kind of after day two, you make the cut, it's really hard to make a call who's going to do it. I mean, every single guy on that card could win that tournament. They are that good. And if you look at the split between Liv and what's happening now, and the new guys coming in, I mean, the top guys in the top few rungs of golf are just so good. There are the exceptional few. So I think someone who's got a bit of experience, who can hit the ball, strike the ball incredibly well, can putt well, chip well. Of what's left, because I agree, McIlroy, I think, I really fancy McIlroy this year because, you know, he's not won it. He's almost going in thinking there's no pressure to win it for the first time. You know, he's had all the hype with all the other stuff he's done off field, going for lessons. I feel there's maybe a little bit of pressure off his shoulders. And if he can keep that off, he's such a fantastic player. I think he'd be a really, really good bet. But no, I'm going to go for Tommy Fleetwood from Inglenshire.
There you go. Adi, it is your turn, my friend. Iceland on the phone. This is like the European Song Contest.
Yeah. Yeah. I
I really think Rory has a big chance there. He was my first pick and John Rahm as well. Ludwig was my third pick. But I'm going for my neighbors and my uncles from Norway. So I'm going to pick Victor.
Oh.
And yeah, I think his short game is getting so much better. And I mean, he hits it, doesn't really hit a draw, but I think he can move the ball well enough around there to be in contention. But as I say, the first two, Rory and Scottie Scheffler, it's everything after that is just a guess game. And yeah, he's as good as a guess as anybody else, I think. And I will wave the Norwegian flag for them.
Very, very nice of you. You know, we do have three competitions here. We have, of course, the Green Jacket who wins the tournament. Then we have the competition of the lowest score after 36 holes for the entire team. So Ted has a good point there. And then we have another competition for the top prize money at the end of the tournament. Helps to have the winner, of course. And we're playing, of course, just for the honor, but side action is encouraged. Very good. Casey Shea, sir.
Yes. Well,
Webb Simpson. Webb Simpson.
Yeah. Well, he'll definitely be picked at this point, I'm sure. I'm going to go with Koepka.
He's taking Brooks.
As much as I don't want to do it, but it's just part of the world now, so I guess.
There you go. No, that's totally fine. Casey picking Brooks. Brooks. Okay. I will take, and I'm going to make this very quick, and I don't have time.
I couldn't hear you. You said Ted, but I'm sure it's
Chris. I'm going
to. I said that in the history of this, one of the most and been the most consistent of anybody.
I'm going to go with.
He's only had 3 days to prepare.
I'm going to go with Zalatoris.
That was not a bad pick.
Thank you, sir.
I think it must have come. I like the pick.
Ted, it's your turn. Last time, Adi and Malcolm, last time we played this, Ted only picked Asian players. That was his strategy.
I'm going to tell you something right now. First of all, I'm going on the record of this, and I'm going to piss some of you guys off, but this is my professional opinion, okay? I think Rory McIlroy going to get lessons 2 weeks before the tournament shows me the desperation of his short game, okay? Is Butch Harmon phenomenal? Absolutely. Could he help him? Absolutely. But I think Rory McIlroy's in a state where he's so desperate to win, he's willing to try anything. I think these other guys are just locked in. I think Rory McIlroy's awesome. I don't think he has a chance. Punkt.
There you go. Punkt.
I think Scheffler is phenomenal just because he's just an awesome guy and he's a good player. So who am I going to pick?
There you go.
I wanted to pick Alberg because I just think the guy is just technically phenomenal and he's got a great attitude. I don't know why no one's picked Dustin Johnson, so I'll stay away from him too. Jordan Spieth, I like him, but he gets a little chunky. For Adi, just so you know, Hovland's new nickname is Chippy because since he left your boy, he can't hit a short high pitch shot. He putts everywhere. So I'm going to go with the man. Matsuyama. I'm starting with the Asian invasion.
Yeah, he's good though. He's going to be close, man, that guy.
He's still doing it. Stefan Maywald, we finally get to your first pick 40 minutes into it.
Yeah, excellent. I love it. First of all, thanks to David and to Ted for some of the explanations. Really interesting. I love to hear that. One thing I checked that the weather in Augusta, the first 2 days are very windy. Rory is a high ball player. Could that affect him? That's a question for the pros. My pick is, the best are gone, obviously. But I like Niemann. He won a lot in the beginning of the year. And I think like so many South Americans, he kind of has the nerves for the big stage. An interesting pick, I would say.
I think that would have been Heinze's pick. Eh? What do you say?
Oh, Heinze, baby, that's right.
How would he have made that call?
To Heinze. Frank, I think
I was listening to David. Yes, and I agree with him about Rory. But you know, I mean, in retrospect, I said this to Jim Flick about wedging, and I agree with Ted very rarely, but I agree with him this time. And yes, I like Niemann. And for me, yes, I think he's going to be.
There you go. We've come to the end of round one with the last pick of round one and the first pick of round two. Two picks go to Greg Miller, please.
Okay, so my first pick is going to be Xander Schauffele. That was my first choice as well, so I'm happy that you guys have left it. I think he's made mega progress this year with his new coach. Mm-hmm. And he's... Chris Cuomo has been working on, so I think, and he's improved a lot. He's been pretty much top 10, I think, pretty much all the time. He's due a win, so that's my guy.
There you go.
My second pick was going to go Matsuyama. Ted stole that from me there, man. I'm going to go Fitzpatrick. I think windy conditions, he's going to come through again. He's due a good week.
Hey, that dead horse is going to get up and start running.
He's going to, yeah, he struggled so far this year. But
give me 3-1, I bet he misses the cut.
There you go, there's a side bet.
That's a side bet, I'll take that. I'll take that. You give me how much, I'll take that bet. He's making the cut, man.
Okay, give me 3-1. Get what number you want, 20?
20, yeah.
So I get 60 if he misses the cut.
Everybody knows what 3-1 means.
I don't
know. Sometimes. Let's do it. Yep, done.
There you go. You keep track of your own side bets. Stefano, please, your second pick.
Now we're talking about not missing cuts, right? So I think Jordan
Spieth.
Yeah, Jordan Spieth should be in. Come on.
Yeah, there you go. He's got
I'm going by the quotes, basically, but I think Wyndham Clark is kind of underrated all the time. So
you can have him instead of Spieth.
Yeah. No, I have one pick, right? Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, you have one.
About two. I'm sorry. No. Let me take Jordan. Come on.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
I like this guy. I just like
him.
Yeah, I mean, he's a fighter.
That's his track.
He's a fighter.
That's his track. Ted, you're up. You got Hideki. Does Morikawa count as Asian?
Oh, he's not. He's American. Go down. I'm looking for.
He's chopping it as well, Morikawa.
One of my favorite swings on the planet. Keep going.
Oh, this is interesting. Which one is going to be?
I put Akshay at 40.5 because his odds are 101-1.
Siwoo Kim, that's me right there.
Siwoo.
I love Siwoo Kim's swing. He's got
Year you pick that guy. Every year.
He's a little bit between, what is his name? Tom Kim, what's the young kid's name?
Yeah, Tom Kim.
Between Tom Kim and Matsuyama.
There you go.
Hybrid.
Yeah. Good luck. He's not making the cut.
That was your old pick, Ted. That was it. That was your only choice.
What's that?
That was your number two pick, man. That's a shocker.
I don't care. Let me tell you something. You guys lauded, what's his face, McElroy. I can't wait until a wind blows. Yeah. Oh, you know, I can't wait to hear it.
I'm going with JT.
That's a good call there, Frank.
Thank you, sir. Casey.
That name is, it doesn't take long to pronounce it. He's not playing.
Well, okay. Here's I'm gonna go with the old standard, Patrick Cantlay.
You always pick him. Always is on Chase team. Malcolm and Adi, Casey is very good at this. I mean, he's very, very good. We call him the bus driver. He's very good at this. So Cantlay.
He's won the most times, Frank.
He has. He's always there.
Who's the defending champion for the Masters? Casey. Who won last year?
Casey, Cantlay. Brooks and Cantlay. Two bad boys. Adi, it's your turn for your second pick, please.
Yeah, since now I know the weather is going to be bad, so I'm starting to look at the guys living up north. So Adrian Meronk is a Polish guy, and he's a big guy. I'm going to take him as next. I'm pretty sure he's going to get through the cut. He's experienced now. Got 3 wins on the European Tour. Good swing.
Good technique. Five. Adi. Malcolm Duck, sir.
Well, I'm going to go with a caddy. I'm going to go with Billy Foster. So I'm going to go with Matt Fitzpatrick.
He's probably going to earn more money than half of the field.
I've got Fitzpatrick. He's gone, man.
Fitzpatrick's gone.
Oh, is Patrick gone? I beg your pardon.
Yeah, he was taken by...
I took him. The other Scots.
Yep.
You took him. You swine. I was thinking of Eric Van Rooyen because he's got the name on the wall and he made the putting game, but I'm not sure that's going to qualify. So I'm going to go very bad, and I'm going to go for Mr. John Rahm. So I'm coming outside the box. And
John Rahm is taken.
He's taken?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the wrong screen.
Yeah, you're looking at the wrong screen. Everybody has taken the first guy available at number 10.
So, okay, so Scottish Open win, Colin Morikawa.
There we go.
Colin Morikawa, lovely guy, good ball striker. I think he'll make the cut. How well he'll do, good enough to win.
Yeah, he's not with Sessinghouse anymore. He's got a new coach. I don't know who he's got. Albert Hansen. Who is Albert Hansen going with? He's going with the hotel, Wyndham. He said he would be here at 9, but he's only 12 years old. Who knows what he's doing? He's picking Clark. Okay, Doc Timpas, your pick, please.
We saw him winning the first time in wind and rain, so I pick Shane Lowry.
Shane Lowry.
Good call.
Sure, Jim. But he's fat. He's going to have time walking up and down the hills.
I gained all my weight back.
I'll miss the cut.
Lowry. Brother Burley, pick two. You're sitting on Scotty Scheffler.
Right. I don't want to kind of ruin Ted's horn for the Asian players. I'm going to steer away from those. I've got a feeling that Ted's got all of Yoko Ono's albums somewhere stashed.
I hate that woman.
I'm going to go for Cameron Smith.
Cam Smith. Okay.
Yeah. Best putter on the planet.
Cam Smith. Where is he? What number is he?
Is he hungry enough or is he too keen to stay at home?
Number 12.
Good question.
Cam Smith, Brother Burley.
Great player.
Very good. And we have Mr. Ogryn for two picks, please, to end round two and begin round three. Sitting on Rory McIlroy. Mr. Ogryn?
He left.
Did he leave?
No. I put it on mute.
Oh, there you go. He is here. He's always here.
I am of two minds. Two long hitters that defected or two Indian Americans.
Two long hitters or two Indian Americans? Is this a quiz?
It's either DJ and DeChambeau, but they both went to live, and so I kind of hate them. Or it's going to be Sahith and Akshay.
Ooh, that is a duo.
I'm going to go with the Indians.
You're going to go with
The Sahith Nagala and Akshay.
See, I love that. See, this is what we need. This is what makes us.
I'm really high in those two young guys. Okay, so, Ted, you'll appreciate this. They even though they're from the United States, right? They're Americans. They fly the flag. They don't think like American kids. They think different, and I like thinking different. Like my boy from Bermuda. He doesn't think like an American kid. He thinks differently, and I like that.
So when you say what Americans, are you talking about macho or what are you thinking?
Well, okay, so, you know, I coach a whole bunch of high school boys here, right? And really, my main clientele feel entitled.
Ah, that's a good word, yeah. Yeah,
right?
Yeah, they got silver.
But you come from a culture that Saeed and Akshay come from, or you come from a European culture that has a different take on things than Americans do, they don't feel nearly as entitled. And I think they work harder, smarter. They grind it out better. I really like the attitudes. Now, I don't think either of them could putt for crap, but they both hit the ball really good.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I will tell you this, and I mean, Craig's knows a lot about this as well. Within Europe, there's a completely different mindset in each country. You know, if you get up to, you know, Ireland, Scotland, those are pretty hardworking guys. They're not too spoiled. Yeah. Where the Central Europeans, they tend to be a little bit more spoiled, a little bit more entitled. Mm-hmm. And then Spain, they're just, you know, just naturals. It's more of an attrition thing there. The best guys kind of work their way through and just, you know, while the other guys go to the side. It's a little bit different in Europe. Mm-hmm. But it's for sure, I would say Germany is very close to the United States in a lot of ways.
Yep. Absolutely.
In that respect. Once you're in a state team, whether you're a junior or whatever, the entitlement is just written all over your head. Your parents suddenly become smarter because their kid's playing better. Ah, it's just unbelievable. Anyways.
A nightmare, yeah.
That's not a nightmare. It's just, it can be fun if you engage it.
Yeah, I guess.
There you go. Okay, the Sigala and Bhatia for David. Brother Burley, Scheffler and Cam Smith is what you have.
Yeah.
Going.
Yeah, kind of getting scraping the barrel now. I'm going to go for Jason Day.
And this, you know, this is, again, a very good pick by Brother Burley.
Hit or miss pick.
A very good pick.
But he's very good.
He was definitely on my
list. He's going to make the cut, though.
Doc, Tempus, Rahm, and Lowry.
He took my day.
Sorry, Doc.
Rahm and Lowry. I get me Tony Finau.
Tony. I did not have him on my list, but Albert Hansen, what is he doing? He's writing me, but he's not. Albert, here we go. Well, then he sent me 12 guys on this list, and they're all gone, and he is picking Sergio Garcia. That's what you get for not showing up.
You can tell him he doesn't need to pick his last pick. He's dead.
Yeah, seriously. What number is Sergio? Was he like on third page?
He's got to be in a player for Sergio.
47.
Just, thank you, Doc. Well, he's got all he's got. He's got Bhatia. He's got Fitzpatrick. He's got all the guys that Hansen. So, okay. Malcolm Duck, please, with your pick number three. You're sitting on Mick Fleetwood and Morikawa.
Can you scroll back up so I can see?
I sure can.
To the left. I'm currently thinking of Minwoo Lee, but he's not been doing that well. But he's
there you go.
A great player.
DJ would be the highest ranked player left.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Phenomenal.
I'm going to go with Max Homa.
Oh.
Good swing. Great swing.
A little quiet. We'll see how he goes. I think really at this stage, it's really hard. I think at this stage, it could be someone coming from further back because, like I said at the very beginning, the talent in the golf course is simply unbelievable. I think having won once or twice would probably help for coming down the back straight. I've not played Augusta, but it's they say there's no course.
There we go. All right, that's I like that pick, Homa. I had him on my list. Adi, please. Who are you fancy, sir?
I got my strategy now. Like Ted is taking all the Asians guy, I'm taking all the radical players from Europe. So my next pick is going to be Sepp Straka.
I told you, boom, I knew it. Adi, I love you, buddy. I love you. But you were in Berlin too long, my friend. You've lost it. Since the wall went down.
What wall?
Yeah, seriously. Sepp. There he is.
There he is.
Yeah, good pick.
Sepp Straka. Well, you know his father will be interviewed on Sky Germany by the farmer. Casey, sir. How are you?
Sorry.
That's fine.
I am going to go with Adam Scott.
See, that's a very good pick. You know, all these guys running around with that lab putter, They're doing really well, and Adam is one of them.
He's a great, it's a great part, but Adam Scott Casey.
I remember at the Seniors Open in Turnberry, and it was down with Roger Davis, all the Aussie guys, when they were talking about banning the long belly putters, and they'd all decided they were going to go and use short putters, but putt from their knees.
Well, that's a good one there. I never thought about that.
I'm going to make this quick. I'm going to go Sam Burns.
That's not a bad pick. But
that's what you said to every one of my picks so far, Ted. What's going on here?
Simon, you've only had a couple.
You're next.
I'm next. Who was that? What's Duck's first name again?
Malcolm.
Malcolm, has anybody seen my duck? Min Woo, does anybody want a cup of tea? Okay. That's my man. I love his swing. I love his game. I don't care if he wins or not. I just like the guy.
He's a great guy.
And I'm going to pick him because he's part of the Asian invasion.
Oh, God. Who are you?
I could say that's slightly why I left him.
Who are you picking?
I'm picking Malcolm Duck to win. Who do you think? I said Min Woo Lee. And 61 is a prime number. Couldn't be any better.
Jake the Trout.
It's Craig, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Paul.
Can you tell Frank who I picked, please?
28, Frank. 28.
28, Frank. Come on, me and Lee.
Ted, you're not doing this again, are you? He's Australian. He's not even Asian.
Well, I go by pictures.
God. Min Woo Lee. Stefan, bitte, for your third pick, you are sitting on Neiman and Jordan Spieth. That looks good.
He goes by picture, so I've just changed.
Well, Dustin Johnson, come on.
The duck. Dustin Johnson, DJ for Stefan. Finally, somebody takes him.
Yeah, too talented to miss the cut. I mean, I don't think he's going to win, but
there you go.
Tell the truth. What do you see as his weakness? He's a great wedge player, isn't he?
Yeah.
Who? DJ?
Is he going? Is he ordering it at friggin' Wendy's or something? Where'd he go?
Yeah, he's doing well in Liverpool. Did not win recently in Liverpool.
Morgan, where'd he go?
I mean, is there a difference between the way that the live courses are prepared in these courses as far as the speed of the greens and the fairways?
Here's the deal. We never see him play, so you don't really see how well he's playing. But I'm just saying, asking David if he's still there. Isn't he a great wedge player? I mean, for me, normally he'd be ranked way higher if we were seeing him play.
Probably.
Totally agree, Ted. He's a good wedge player. He's long. He's won the tournament. He's relaxed. He's in a good place. So,
good pick, Stefan.
To a degree, people don't realize how well those guys are playing because they don't see him play.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Good point.
Mr. Miller, ending round three, beginning round four. You're sitting on Xander Schauffele and Matt Fitzpatrick. Yes. Two picks, please.
I certainly don't want Bryson. Can you go down a bit?
I can. Bryson, Cam Young, and then we got here. We're down to 29, Patrick Reed and Harmon.
So I know
who you're picking. I know who you're picking right now.
I'm going to take Ricky Fowler.
Oh.
Frank, come on now.
He's going to make the cut, Teddy, boy. You want a bet?
I'll take the same 3-1. I get 3.
Okay. Yep.
20, I get 60.
Okay. There you go. And you got another pick, Craig.
Chris Kirk.
I'll pick 5-1 that guy you're picking doesn't get it without knowing who he is.
I'm going to go Chris Kirk.
Oh, God. I'll give you 2-1 on that one. That's easy money.
What number is Chris? There he is.
There he is. There. He's good, man. He's good. That guy's got a chance of making a cut. That's what I'm looking for.
Here we go. Stefan, pick number four, please.
Get up a little. I see Tyrell Hatton. Interesting, but I've seen someone else up there.
Yes.
I think with this, Brian One Putt Harmon.
Oh,
he is doing.
He's a mudder.
In windy conditions, he'll make it.
He's a mudder. I don't know if he's long enough, but
yeah, that's true. But
yep,
there you go. Those little guys in the wind are good. Ted, number four.
Frank, do the rest of the picking for me, right?
I will. Stefan, listen. Thanks for checking in. Good luck in Austria. Huh?
Thanks. Bye bye.
Love you, man. Take care.
I'm going to tell you two names that I'm thinking of. Okay, I think Patrick Reed at some point has got to start showing his class. And I'm talking about his golf game class, obviously. He showed the other class. But now that I see my main man, I see Tom Kim. I love this guy's game.
He's great, isn't he?
I think he's phenomenal. And the good news is he's also part of
Asian.
The Asian Advantage.
Bye,
everybody.
Bye. Bye. Tom Kim, very good pick, Ted. Long ball. It is me. Where's my list? Just in time.
I can't believe you picked Ricky.
There you go. I'm going to go Corey Connors.
I knew that was coming. You know why you picked
him? I'm going.
Make the scroll on the sound work, so you just took the first guy you looked at.
Where is he? Number 48, Adam Hadwin. That's where I'm going.
Yeah, it's a good choice of making the cut, Mike. That's what you got.
That's what I'm doing, baby. I'm going, I remember David saying that Augusta and Riviera kind of went together. Isn't that right?
That is a trip.
There you go. Casey.
Hold on, Frank. Frank, stop. You said Corey Connors when you put your name down to Adam Hadwin.
Well, I changed it. Can I change it?
He was thinking.
You want Hadwin?
Either one are just as bad. Go ahead.
I'll take Hadwin. Right. Casey, you're up, baby.
Boy. I'm going to go with
Stefan Jaeger. Mm.
You got to take Patrick Reed. That's a safe pick, Casey. Come on.
I'm sure it is.
Bryson is there. Bryson.
Tyrell Hatton still there?
He sure is. There he is, number 32. You're going to go with him. There you go. Yeah. Did you hear his swearing outbreak on Sunday? Casey Hatton.
No.
Mr. Olafsson, please, from Iceland. He's got Hovland, Maronk, and Straka. This is some team.
Yeah, it's a big guy's team there. So, I'm just gonna take a little side turn now because I think Sungji Im is gonna be.
Ted, well, he's taking one of your Asians.
I would never have taken Sungji Im.
Not until it was your turn, anyway.
I would never take Terrell. I hadn't got a chance either.
That's my pick now.
There you go. You got Sungjae. Malcolm, please. Fleetwood, Morikawa, and Homa is your team.
I'm going to go with Cameron Young. Having said, is he too lazy?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, number 19.
I spoke to my old friend, Roger Davis, Dodger, and he's playing well. The guy's a great gut ball striker. When he won the Open the week before playing at Renaissance, he changed all his wedges. So he learns quickly. He's got a lot to prove. He's young. I think as a winning outside bet, and he should make the cut. So I think he's a good call.
Does Roger Davis wear the plus fours? Not anymore.
He got a little bit too large, but Julia's new girl's got him back in check, so he's enjoying life.
He's turning into a little round pro.
Malcolm picks Cameron Young. Very good. I believe Mr. Hansen has joined us. Albert, are you there?
I'm here.
Albert is here. Let me give you the introduction that I wrote for Albert. Did I write one? No. I did. From Sweden, Albert Hansen, the 2022 Boys Amateur Champion, where he played an absolutely awesome 36 holes of golf at Carnoustie over the last, in one day, I believe, right? Beating your good friend and roommate, a young man who might very well be a competitor at the Masters one day. Wouldn't that be something?
I hope so.
There you go. Where are you going to college, buddy?
Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech. Ted, did you have anything to do with that?
No, I didn't.
You watching the NCAAs tonight?
I confirmed it, though.
You confirmed it. There you go. Watching the NCAAs tonight?
Oh, it's the final, isn't it?
Purdue, Connecticut.
We're all white game. They're all gonna have Chuck Taylor Converse on.
There you go.
Dunking. No jump shots, only set shots in this game.
Well, Albert, I'm glad you're here because you bring down the average age of this group by a huge number. So good you were able to make it. You're sitting so far from the people you sent me on Aberg. Is it Aberg, Aberg, Oberg? What is it? You're Swedish.
Åberg.
Oh, Jesus. Åberg.
He's got the O over his name.
You're sitting on Åberg on Wyndham on the Hotel Clark, and you're sitting on Sergio Garcia, which was an excellent pick. I don't even know if I found him on the list. So your fourth pick is what we need now, please.
Put me down on Bryson right away.
Right away.
I think we'll hit some
bombers.
Yeah.
There you go. How's the year you've been going? Your spring. You're out there competing.
No. I've just played two events. Hasn't gone as planned so far, but hopefully I'm getting there soon. Going to Soto Grande next week. I'm playing a big tournament there, so looking forward to that.
What events have you played this year so far, Albert?
The Jones Cup and the Spanish Am.
I had in the Spanish Am. I didn't do the Jones Cup, yeah.
There you go. He's on the ball.
Well, anyways, look at him, Lilivan.
We have reached the good doctor, who is on his second cigar. No. What are you smoking there, Doc?
It's still the first one.
What are you smoking?
Rocky Patel, The Edge, Nicaragua.
I don't know what that means, but it looks delicious.
It's one of the finest for me. It's all about taste.
Yeah. Well, Malcolm and I share our favorite cigar is the Monte Cristo No. 2, if I remember correctly.
Right.
Malcolm. I'm a torpedo guy because of the shape.
But all Cuban cigars are very overrated by now.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, our good friend Michael Herklotz, who started his own brand of Ferry Otego, which he will be bringing to Europe soon, was going to join us, but he had to pick up the kids. You'll be hearing from him and his cigars. Doc, who are you picking?
I want to taste it.
No.
Is Tyrrell Hatton still alive?
No, I don't think so. I think Casey took him.
I can't see it.
Yeah, I think I took him.
Oh, it's really
Casey took him.
Take Justin Rose.
Justin Rose. England's Rose.
Doc taking Rose. Brother Burley, sing us a 10cc song. Casey, Brother Burley's going to 10cc concert.
Well, oh, nice. Favorite song is Rubber Bullets. Rubber Bullets is a great song.
Don't know that word.
Can you scroll down a bit for me, Frank?
Absolutely. Anyway, picking Tiger.
That's amazing, isn't it? He's not going to finish.
No, he's not.
Why is he playing that?
I'm going to go Keegan Bradley.
That's a good one right there.
You know, that's another Casey pick.
You got to like that guy. There's nothing about him not to like.
Gritty. He's very gritty.
Just phenomenal. The guy is just, he's, anybody's been through what he's been, come back, done all that, got hosed in the Ryder Cup. I mean, and he's, I hope he wins.
Did you see him on the Netflix thing? His reaction to the—that's pretty awesome. That's amazing. I mean,
That was without question in the history of team sports, the most poorly organized event from the Americans ever.
Yeah, but we'll see what happens with that when they go to
bed. I mean, come on, now people are living in a friggin' in a box. I mean, the Italian Open's on the course, and they have a what they call a verpflichted, a commitment. You have to play this event in the States. They should have juggled the thing so all the guys that potentially could have went to Italy and played on the tournament, the golf course, in an event.
That makes sense.
It's mind-boggling. Then they go there, and some go, "Oh, I'm going on vacation. Okay, I will have to stay an extra month because you ain't on the team." That's unbelievable.
David, have they picked the U.S. captain for 2025?
I have no idea who the next captain is.
Oh, but they haven't made a decision yet, right? But it's not going to be Zach Johnson again. I'm pretty sure about that. But Bethpage Black used to be my home course, which is great. I remember Corey Pavin playing in the U.S. Open there, trying to reach the fairway. It was wonderful. David, you are sitting on Rory, Thigala, and Bhatia. You have two more picks. Well, do you have two in this round?
Who's the highest one left on the board?
The highest one left on the board now is, since Bryson is gone, would be Patrick Reed. And then you're going to Corey Connors.
All right.
Mickelson.
Didn't somebody pick Justin Rosier?
Excuse me. Is Lucas Glover on the list?
He sure is.
I'm going to take Lucas Glover.
That's a good call. I like that. That's here. I tell you what, Craig, side bet. Lucas Glover beats Ricky Fowler. 20.
Lucas Glover, another guy with the lab putter. And the second pick, David, please.
Jaeger.
Stefan Jaeger.
He's a nice guy, huh? He's won six times on the second tour. That's pretty sporty.
Yeah, that's and very sporty.
And he outlasted Scheffler, right?
Yeah. But they call him on the American TV, they call him Steven Jaeger. Did you hear that? Isn't that interesting?
Well, they call friggin' Sam Torrance calls Martin Kaymer. Tamer. Martin came on the team now. Tamer.
Did you guys see the Rick Riley article in the Washington Post about the Masters losers dinner on Tuesday night? It's fucking hilarious. send you that. Like Rory and was he at a table with?
Scott Hoke?
Yeah.
Scott Hoke and... Fantastic article. All right, that's a good-looking team David's got going there. You will have the last pick in about 10 minutes. Brother Burley, for your fifth pick, please.
Well, talking about people are going to make the cut, I think almost guaranteed, second from last, Fred Couples.
Jesus Christ.
Nice pick.
We're scratching the bottom of the barrel. He will be at the 10cc concert.
I think he's got a good chance of making the cut. That's a good pick.
Doc, what do you got going?
Thanks, Ted.
Well, I'm going to go.
Sorry, Malcolm. It's the doctor. Sorry.
My dad was a doctor as well, so I'm used to Doc. There you go. Well, Doc. A few other things rhyme there, too.
Doc Duck. Say that three times fast. Go ahead, Doc Tempest.
Ah, me?
Yeah, yeah.
I think, okay. I would prefer the Steely Dan concert.
Yeah, well.
That's the tight. Russell Henley's a big hitter. That's a guy you should go to. Most Shermans wouldn't have heard of him. He was a long drive champion when he was a kid.
I trust the long ball. Get me Russell Henley.
Ed, you making picks for other guys now?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was a punt, pass, and kick contest, but he was regional champion.
How much time did you spend in the States this off season?
I was there from the beginning of December till like third week of February. I would have stayed longer, but they keep calling, oh, when are you coming home? I'm talking about my committee. I don't care about the members.
Well, are you back in Mannheim at the place?
I just got back from England. I went up there with one of my players for the Berkhamsted Trophy. He almost won that. It's just phenomenal. This kid is so good. Trust me, he's going to be just a world beater.
Who is this?
Tim Kutchman. The guy's unbelievable. Yeah. I've worked with him now for 3 years. He's in 40 years of coaching, the most pleasant human being who works his ass off, who loves competition, doesn't beat himself up. He'll do anything for you. He's just a phenomenal human being, and he's extremely talented, and he's got just absolute syrup rhythm hitting the golf ball. It is incredible. I watch him under pressure. He just pipes it all day long. It's unbelievable. He shot our course record. Okay, I know this isn't a big deal at the club championship. He shot 61 with a double and a bogey.
Wow.
Think about that.
Wow. There you go. And what is your son Hurley up to?
Who knows? Captain Chaos is out there somewhere.
Captain Chaos, you calling him? Which tour is he playing? Does he have a card for the PGA or is he playing European?
European tour. He said he gets in everything but the Open. He's going to Japan, I think, and then the next one. Listen, they moved to Florida, and then they got the bad news that his wife, who's from Stuttgart, right down the road, they were going to bring the kid over here and spend the, you know, starting in May when the season comes here at her mother's house, which would have been awesome. She's got to get a green card, so she has to sit there in Florida until the green card arrives, and it can take up to a year. She's not allowed to leave the country.
Huh.
So now her family's shuttling over there one after the other to go spend, you know, 3 to 4 weeks with her while Hurley's on tour. So it's a bit of a logistical nightmare, but I think he's doing pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean,
there you go. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, so you just picked Russell Henley for the good doctor. Albert Hansen, young man, it is your next pick, and I'm sure you're going for another bomber, if I know you.
Yeah, I have to scroll down a little bit.
Yeah, I know how far I'm scrolling down.
I'm going for Christo Lamprecht.
There you go.
I would have thought he went with Højgaard.
I'm going with college over nationality.
Who is this guy, Christo? The South African 6'8".
He slaughters the ball. He's number one amateur in the world.
Yeah.
He slaughters the ball.
Yeah, he's a tall guy.
Christo Lamprecht.
Why? Won the Georgia Cup against Nick Dunlap yesterday. It's promising.
What's the Georgia Cup?
It's the U.S. Amateur Champion versus the Amateur Champion in a match play, just one day.
Albert?
Yeah?
Where did they play?
Where?
Yeah.
At the Golf Club of Georgia, north of Atlanta.
Oh, of course, in Georgia, yeah.
Interesting. I didn't even know that existed, that match. Now it's the fifth pick of Mr. Malcolm Duck. Tommy Fleetwood, Morikawa, Homa, and Cam Young. This is a very good team you're building.
Can we scroll up a little bit?
You sure can.
Okay.
Nobody wants Patrick Reed.
I'm going to go for Harris English.
That's an excellent pick.
I'll tell you what. Frank doesn't but I'll tell you why. He's got a great golf swing. That guy I've never seen him hit balls. I'm sure David has. That guy's got a great ball golf swing. He just looks like steady as a rock. I don't know anything about his pitching, his putting, but he's got a great golf swing.
There you go.
He's a pretty nice guy. I mean, again, watched his golf quite a lot, but his caddy didn't stay with us, but two or three of the top caddies spent a lot of time with during the Scottish Open. Just all the Sky guys stay with us as well, so it's interesting hearing a lot of the golf chat, and that was just the beginning of Liv, and one of the Saverick Liv guys came in, so hearing Radar talking to him and his caddy about how that was evolving is really quite interesting. But I think he's a good player, nice guy. Like I said before, all these guys can win, but I think he'll make the cut. He's solid and stable, and if he's in the right place, he could just get there.
How much do you miss the Ducks in, Malcolm?
People say enjoying retirement. I'm not sure that I'm retired. I'm not enjoying it. I'm not enjoying it. I don't know if the Scottish word is discombobulated is what I say I am. You know,
there you go.
First time in my life, you wake up without a particular purpose. And I think in life, you need a purpose. And I think that from you coaches, it swings through these guys at the top. You know, what's their purpose? If it's just staying on tour, making it day after day, they're not going to win. So, yeah. No, another chapter, good fun.
There you go. Can't wait to hear what it is. That team is starting to look better and better. Mr. Olafsson from Iceland, what's it like in Reykjavik? What's the temperature there now? Is it midnight summer? Is it what's going on?
Yeah, it's a long day now. The sun is shining a lot, so it's for a second I can maybe.
You're coming down to the European Open this year?
I don't know. I'm just going to see what. Amazing. But the days are long and the weather is okay, but it's been cold, like around zero up to five minus most of the time.
It should be in Iceland.
Is that?
It should be in Iceland. Half the country's made of ice.
Iceland is green.
It's really green. Greenland is the one who is really.
There you go. What about the volcanoes?
Yeah, it's still active. I mean, I saw it out of my window actually, so it's beautiful. But it's getting a little bit slower now. Yeah. It's the fifth one, I think, in a row. So yeah, it's been quite a lot of puzzle here around that.
There you go. And where I saw you walking around there with a bunch of golf simulators. What are you practicing? Or?
Yeah, no, I was working. So we got this indoor facility with 22 trackman's boots, and that's what I work at the moment. It's great facility.
Yeah.
Biggest trackman buyer in the whole world, actually, I think.
Wow, in Iceland, go figure.
Yeah, it's full all the time. It's a money machine for the golf club. Absolutely money machine.
Well, David had actually suggested that we do one of these roto fests in Iceland. I mean, that would be awesome. Look, it's still light out there. Jesus.
That would be good news for you, Frank. We could let it go longer. You wouldn't have to worry about the day.
Well, we used to go to Iceland for bachelor parties from New York.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. So,
Mr. Olafsson, who are you picking? You picked who? You're picking.
I'm sticking with my plan. So now I got the Nikolai Højgaard at my team. So I got a strong Nordic team here.
You do.
Nice guy. Very nice.
And you got the Austrian. They got mountains there and snow. This is also a very good looking
cold
team.
It's rookies. Very cold nerves, these guys.
There you go. Mr. Shea from California. Homa's gone.
I'm going to go with Denny McCarthy.
That's a home pick right there. Nobody knows anything about him. He could be a relief pitcher for the Dodgers.
I think he's one of the greatest putters of all time.
That's is. He's number 70.
You can make putts, then let's do it.
I can. How's your game, Case?
My game, I played actually for the very first time in a while, just the other day, and I hit some good shots and some bad shots.
Yeah. Do you play with Joe?
My golf game is golf.
Do you play with Joe?
No, I was actually at home. I actually played with my dad over at the stadium course, funny enough.
At the TPC? What'd you do on 17?
I hit it on the green. And then I three-putt. I three-putt so many times that day, it was mind-blowing, but that's what happens when you have no time.
I think that finish at TPC 16, 17, and 18 is one of the most exciting finishes in.
Yeah. They're great. The whole back nine is really a lot of excitement. I mean, 11, can anything can happen now? 12 is one of those things, anything can happen. 14 is a very difficult hole. 15 is pretty tough. And then you got 16, 17, and 18 where really anything can happen.
Are we talking Jacksonville? I thought you lived in L.A.
Yeah, I do live in L.A., but I was home for Easter. I went home to visit my dad, and just sort of last minute, I found myself out there with him. And you remember this name, David, too, Bob Dixon. You guys ever heard of Bob Dixon? He was he's one of the guys who is in this group they call the Munchkins over there.
Yeah, love Bob Dixon, good guy.
Yeah, great.
David, you know Bob Dixon. Who is Bob Dixon?
Bob Dixon actually played the tour, and he was really good. He's Oklahoma State, isn't he?
I think that sounds right. Yeah.
Yeah, he played at Oklahoma State on the great Laverne Harris teams, and played the tour, and then became tour official. And then, of course, that
did puts well him on in the senior team.
Yeah, and puts him with Mike and Slugger and all those guys.
Are the Munchkins not the guys who set Sawgrass up? Because Jerry Savardi, the Renaissance son, is a Munchkin. There are very few of them.
They're like the original member, like the original Munchkins are like the charter members or whatever. Now it's sort of expanded to like sort of guys who have been around a while. And
but there's still not many of them. And they have all the tee times before the tee sheet goes. They can play every day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Hmm. A Munchkin. Are you a Munchkin, Casey?
No, I'm not, but my dad is sort of an honorary Munchkin over there.
An honorary Munchkin. There you go. That's. Did you beat the two old guys?
Yeah. Bob actually left halfway through. We were also playing with we were playing with Jay Monahan's father.
Jay Monahan's father?
Yeah. So I mean, I was like, really, I was in the thick of it. I played all right. I beat my dad, so that was the big news.
Happy Easter, Dad.
Nice. Yeah. If you see Jerry Savati there, say hi.
I will. I'll tell my dad. He probably sees him for sure. Cool.
Look at that. Corey Connors is still there.
No, he's not. You took him.
No, he's gone. FS.
Yeah, now he is. I took Hadwin. Remember, Ted, you got on my ass because I took Hadwin, and I took Connors too. It's your turn, Ted.
Okay. Just a little information.
Yes.
The guy I'm picking is the perfect guy to captain the Ryder Cup away from the United States. And the reason I tell you that is because there's three things that you have to be aware of and control as a coach at team events, okay? Expectations, energy, and emotions. Okay. And one of the things that our teams do horrendously is control the emotions and the energy. We're horrible at that. Okay. However, when we play at home, the fans take care of all that for the coach. So he looks good. The last two guys were horrendous. Okay. And that's a professional coaching opinion. Okay. This guy would be the greatest guy in history to take a team over to Europe and finally beat them because he has the strong personality. Okay. He's the kind of guy that doesn't mind being confrontational, which is going to get the energy going for the Americans. And at the same time, take a little bit of the attention off the team and put it on him so these guys can relax. The other good news is when he played the practice round with my son, I took a picture of the two of them. Hurley walked off. I walked over. I shook his hand. I looked him in the eyes. I said, let me tell you something, my man. I said, I've been watching you play since you were a kid. I said, I absolutely love you. I always rooted for you against Tiger. And I'm going to give you one piece of advice that'll make you really, really happy. He looks at me and goes, what's that? He goes, if anybody tells you they don't like what you're saying or what you're doing, you tell them Ted Long said, go fuck themselves. Okay. He gave me the biggest hug in the world. He was laughing his ass off. Mickelson, he is going to make the cut and lead the Asian invasion, which just fits to his lifestyle right now. I did tell him that. He laughed his ass off.
See, you can just throw a speech like that out of your left sleeve like it's nothing. I love that.
You got to be good at something.
Yeah, definitely. Stefan. Well, Stefan, I don't know what to pick for him. He told me just to pick. I'm going everything. What's in Reed? So I'm going down here.
Reed. He has to be a part of the game, Reed. Get him in the game.
I'm going Reed for Stefan. Absolutely. Take him out.
He's from Switzerland. That's a neutral country. They don't care if you're.
Yeah, he's got DJ and he's got Neiman. He's got the live team. Mr. Miller, for your fifth and then your last pick, please. We're down to the highest player on the board is Tiger Woods. Oh, now it's going to get exciting.
Well, he doesn't know any of the other players. Did he leave?
Craig?
Sorry.
It's all right.
Number 56, I'm taking Kurt Kitayama.
Knew you'd take him.
Why?
He's good. He's going to make the cut.
Yep. He's getting smarter. KK.
He's getting better.
Kitayama. And then for your last pick, sir.
Go down a bit.
Yep. Bubba.
Going to take Ryan. My wife's a fox.
I'll take.
Chris Berman, the German Chris Berman. All right.
There's no one there. I'm shooting that. Go back up again.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, it's getting the Peter Malnati. Yeah, there you go. How good the name is Adam Shank for golf?
Adam Shank, yeah. Go back up again.
Yep.
I'm going to take Pavon.
Pavon?
Yeah.
Mathieu?
Yeah.
Mon Dieu.
Mon Dieu.
Mon Dieu.
Mon Dieu.
Yeah, I'm going to take him, man. I tell you what, if my team wins, I'll be surprised.
Well, Mr. Miller completes his team with Schaufel, wow. Fitzpatrick, Ricky Fowler, Kirk, Kitayama, and Pavon. Very
wow, nice. That's a team and a half.
Amazing. I want you to, you love putting those posts on Instagram. I want a picture of all of those guys. Say, this is what I think has the best chance.
I don't know how that happened, actually. I just kind of got the bad number. Number 11 is a shocker.
Stefan, I'm giving Tiger. Well, you told me to pick the highest player left. I mean, that's obviously the highest player left.
Did he take?
Had a chance of the 36
hole. Tiger. Stefan is on Neiman, Spieth, DJ, Harmon, Reed, and Tiger. Wow.
Not too bad, apart from Tiger.
Yes, sure. Except for Tiger. Yeah, well. Let's hope he finishes two rounds. Mr. Long.
Here we go.
You have the Asian Invasion and you have Mickelson. What are you going to close that horror show with?
Ben Ahn's not bad, but I don't like the looks of him.
Who?
Down. Ben Ahn. You know him as Byung Kung Hoon.
Yeah, Ben Ahn. Yeah, yeah. He's good, though.
Yes, but he's not good for this tournament.
No.
Keep going, Luke Liss. She's all Americans. I don't watch enough American golf. The question is, are we at the bottom or are there more?
Really?
There's a good one. Get the boy Jake Knapp.
75.
I missed him. Knapp, dead.
Anybody after Mike Weir, he's not going to be very good. Okay, hang on.
We got some more there. Got some amateurs. And we got Santiago de la Fuente.
Keep going, move up. I'm almost ready to make my pick. Keep going.
Austin Eckroat.
Whatever. He's probably not a bad pick, but it doesn't feel right. Keep going.
61, Ted.
Cam Davis.
I don't even know who Jake Knapp is.
Didn't he win?
He's the next superstar. Yeah, he just won. He's good.
Superstar. He's a guy. I need an X. Okay.
What are you doing? Van Rooyen.
Yeah, you're right now. Jesus Christ.
He's not on the list.
He would probably win, though.
No one will make the cut.
What would he shoot?
Well, the thing is, I know whoever I pick. What happened to Abraham Answer? Is he not on this list anymore?
He's not, no. I know you love him.
After I figured it out, he was good. I would have taken him. Okay, I'm going with this pick. And I'm pretty sure he's going to miss the cut, but I know he's not going to finish last. I'm taking Nick Taylor. I was going to pick Aaron Van Rooyen, but he's got too strange of a name to do well. Nick Taylor.
Yeah, he's doing well, Nick Taylor. That's not a bad choice, no.
You could put him together next to Abdul-Jabbar, and I'd have a 50-50 chance of picking him up.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Just a sidebar here, okay? So we all scroll around on Instagram and stuff, you know, and I mean when you're not looking at the tits, you're looking at the golf swings or something else, okay? Let's be honest. And I saw Abdul-Jabbar next to Oscar Robertson. And I actually saw him play it, like a one-handed jump shot. This guy was phenomenal. If you see old pictures, Jabbar is getting white. If he lives long enough, he's going to look like I don't know who. Really? Is that normal?
And then there was silence.
Well, you know what? Okay.
No idea.
Whose turn is it? My turn. It's my turn. I'm taking, I don't know what's going on. I'm taking this guy here, JT, 57.
Oh, no.
Golly.
Damn it.
Why? Who wants him?
I was going to go because his caddy's a good singer.
Oh, yeah? Did he was singing at the Ducks Inn?
Yeah, there's, yeah, he does a bit of singing.
There you go. Well, there is, until the tournament starts, there is free trading between the teams. So you can certainly make an offer for JT if you wish. Let's see who you got. Fleetwood, Morikawa, Homer, Young, English. Well, yes, I'd be interested in any one of those for JT. All right, I'm done. Casey, your last pick, please. You're sitting on Brooks, Cantlay, Adam Scott, Tyrrell Hatton, and Denny McCarthy. I told you he was good at this. He very quietly he builds these teams. Yeah, yeah.
Can you scroll down a little bit?
Yeah, the last page is ugly. Charles Schwartzel, I know you'll pick him. Why is he?
It's just a little while I think about this.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's talk about
there's another little. Tip or a little info for you about Bob Dixon. He also won in 1967. He won the British Amateur and the U.S. Amateur in the same year.
Oh, how about that?
So that's a little trivia info for the guy.
No, for us ignorant Europeans.
Yes.
I was in Europe in 66. We moved to Alabama in 66.
How old were you in 66, Ted?
I was born in 60, Frank. So I'll take your cards, cut them up, and count six times and see how many cards are left, and you'll know how old I was.
Can we hang out this year?
Yeah.
Good. I'll come down to Mannheim.
I try.
Well,
who's the high player? Ben Royan? No, Cole. Who is Eric Cole?
Good player. He's between Eric Cole. And what's his face? Taylor Moore is a very good pick. He's a great ball striker, draws it. And he's leading the tour in inside of 80 yards.
Are you making this up?
I've got my cheat sheet here.
Bubba. Cam Davis, he was good at some point. And Ryan Fox from New Zealand.
This is, you know what? I'm going to go with Gary Woodland.
That's a good call.
Is he playing?
He's playing.
Oh, he is.
He's long. I think he hits a draw.
Casey, you're only going with Gary Woodland because Stuart Sink is not playing.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. Neither is Webb Simpson not playing?
He's not playing. Webb Simpson is not playing. Woodland for Casey. That is also a good-looking team. We have reached the final pick of Mr. Olofsson.
Yeah, I'm going to be very consistent here.
You are conservative.
I think the guy could actually make the cut if he makes it through from Europe to the States and doesn't get in trouble in the plane.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. the Thunder Bear.
Yes. So let's just cross our fingers that he
number 63. He's come back and played well, right?
He won just a few weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I think he got an invite, right? I mean, they invited him, which I thought was great.
He's on the field and he's number 63, and with a win in his sleeve. I mean, who knows? He's I believe he's going to make the cut, but
yeah, I like him.
The wind is going to blow a little bit. He's quite strong there.
No, that's not his problem. His problem is smoke cigarettes, and in the wind, he won't be able to light them. That's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, we the guys from North, we're all troublemakers, Ted, just like you.
We've known each other for a long time, and you know, you've always been a big fan of mine. I don't mind telling you this. fucking team I've ever seen in my entire life, and every one of these ones, even Heinze baby wouldn't have picked some. Going out on a limb saying that I don't know what you're smoking over there in Iceland, my man, but I slow boat over to get some of it.
There you go. Mr. Malcolm Duck, your final pick of your first RotoFest, please.
It's getting really tough. I'd love to go to Eric Van Rijn, but I just don't think he's got what it takes down the straight, and I don't like his bad trousers, but he's a great guitarist, so I'm not going for
him. Good reason.
Really tough, solid sports family from New Zealand, Ryan Fox. Solid, solid player. Dad, great rugby player. Great mentality.
He is.
I think he'll make the cut.
He's really nice.
I think he'll win, but I think he'd be very solid for making the cut.
There you go. Good.
Never
pick.
Can know.
That's pretty good. He's done really well on tour, hasn't he? He's a nice guy.
Yeah, nice guy and solid.
Really nice. Ball.
Mr. Hansen, Aberg, Clark, the hotel, Garcia, Bryson, and Christo. Who's the longest hitter left? Probably Van Rooyen.
That's what he's doing.
Good player, Van Rooyen. Very good player.
Packaging.
To Benan.
Who?
Benan.
He's number...
You like him. I got him, Ted.
52. I was going to pick him because he's part of the Asian invasion. But he's been over here a long time now in the States, so he's not. You wouldn't really consider him Asian.
Yeah. All right. Aberg, Wyndham Clark, Sergio, Bryce, Christo, and Ben Ahn. Interesting. Doc, the good doctor, sitting on John Rahm, Shane Lowry, Tony Finau, Justin Rose, and Russell Henley. Did you know that the last three winners of this event were in their 20s?
Justin Rose?
That right? Russell.
Okay. I don't know. Everyone will cost the cut.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now you're at, you know, this is what you get. But you got Rahm, so you got to pick one of these guys now.
Yeah, I know. Van Rooyen.
There you go. Somebody has to take
it. No one wants him. Someone has to do it.
Is he wearing those tight pants? Doc Van Rooyen. Brother Burley, when is the 10cc concert that we changed the schedule for? Tomorrow? No, Wednesday.
Tomorrow evening, Frank.
Where is it? At the Rotterdam Ahoy Arena?
It's actually in my city in Utrecht.
Oh.
I can take the train. I'm taking my wife.
Mm.
She can have a nice drink.
Just a little dreadlock holiday.
Yeah.
Cool.
Be careful then. Frank, I'm going to pull one out of the bag here for my last pick. I'm going to go for Bubba Watson.
That makes you put you right up there close to the Iceland invasion.
Thanks, Ted.
I mean, Adi, I've really admired you. I've always been a big fan of yours, even when your hair got long. But you couldn't pick your nose.
Ted, the feeling is entirely mutual.
I've got
to give you one compliment, Ted. When you picked the surname of your son, when you picked the first name of your son, I thought it was a fantastic name. Just doesn't match with my name. I'm glad you didn't name me.
But you know, that's his nickname, is Hurley Burley.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, my ex-wife. My ex-wife called Daniel. I said, I teach 1,000 Daniels. Then we agreed, okay, we'll call him, his first name's real first name's Christopher. There's only three people call him Chrissy. Everybody just calls him Hurley. So the first time I brought him up to the golf course where the Americans, you know, the soldiers were, my buddy, Big Country, who was like the head MP in town, he was, this guy was great. He reached down, he goes, there he is, little Hurley Burley. And after that, I said, that stuck with me. I said, that's not I just call him Big Mogs for Mowgli, because that was his favorite. It's that Jungle Book. That's what I call
it. You're a touchy class, Ted. You're a touchy class.
You'd be Hurley Van Burley.
I actually, listen, I really wanted to call him Hurley Extremely Long. Extremely.
Brilliant. But Mr. Ogren will close out this RotoFest 12 with his final pick. He's sitting on a team of Rory, Thigala, Bhatia, Lucas Glover, and I can't read that. Jaeger, Stefan Jaeger. Mr. Ogren.
He is off. I think he picked Cole Knapp or Bubba. And Bubba is taken, I think.
Oh, he wrote something?
He wrote something, yeah.
Okay, he was tired. He thought it was dinner time when the total eclipse happened.
Yeah.
Cole
Knapp?
My picks would be Cole Knapp, Jake Knapp. Bubba. Cole, yeah, Knapp, oh, no, too. Cole. First, he's got Cole. Did somebody take Cole?
Eric Cole's higher.
Eric Cole. He's taken Eric Cole. David. Ogren. There you go. That concludes RotoFest 12, hour and a half. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining. Especially thank you to Adi and Malcolm. I hope you guys enjoyed it. We have a lot of fun here.
Thank you for letting me be with you guys.
Absolutely. Nice we do it for every major in the year. So Ted will be warming up again. Ted, you're up now? Wake up.
Yeah, I'm up. Yeah.
There you go.
We're going to change him. We're going to call him the janitor.
I'll send you out the list of the teams, and I'll keep you updated on the scores. Three bets. Side action, welcome. Trading window is open until the first tee shot is hit. Has to be approved by the board, which is me. We'll have a good time. Listen, be well, and we'll see you very soon. All right?
Cheers, guys.
Good night.
Thanks, Frank. 2020, Ted.
Ciao. Hey, look at Casey. Look at Adi's hair and Casey. This is a band.
Oh my goodness, yes.
This is a band.
We're gonna rock it. We gotta get the Roto band going.
Where's the dome? The dome left. You didn't want to see that. All right, guys. You guys are great.
Thanks, boys.
Take care.
Bye-bye.